beautiful souls, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I am your host, and this is Holistic Healing and Happiness, the podcast that comes with the mind-body-soul connection where healing begins and happiness raises the vibration. And again, that's what we're all about, is trying to connect in and raise our vibration on a daily basis. And why not start with this podcast episode? Today, I'm going to talk to you all about manifesting. Now, I've probably spoke about this before, but I want to go a bit deeper. Why is that, you ask? Because for the month of March, in my Soulful online community, I am going to be doing manifesting in March. So I can't wait to dive deep with all the beautiful goddesses in my online community to help them with that. But I thought I'd come on here first and share some hints and tips about it if you do want to go on a little manifesting journey of your own. Why would you manifest? Manifesting is amazing because what you will have is more increased focus and clarity about what you're looking to do and what you're looking to bring into your life. The process of setting clear intentions and visualizing your goals can help you gain clarity on what you truly desire and focus your energy towards achieving them. Because again, if we're just going through life going, I'd like that, I'd like that, I'd love that, I'd love this, but not doing anything to try and achieve it, that's not how manifesting works. So we need to make sure that we're embodying all that we're looking to manifest into our reality. Enhanced motivation and confidence. Regularly envisioning yourself achieving your goals may create a sense of motivation and confidence in your ability to make them happen. This is where meditation comes in, visualization, closing down those eyes, having your palms facing upright to receive, and envisioning what it is that you're looking to bring into your reality. But again, bringing in the senses. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Who is with me? What are the smells that I can smell when I achieve my goal? Remember, we are energetic beings. We are beings that lead with our senses. Our senses are there to help us, to protect us, but not only that, to drive us forward. You know yourself, if you get a bad smell, you move away. If there's a nice smell, you move towards it. So again, you need to bring your senses into play when you're working with manifesting. Improved emotional well-being. Cultivating a positive mindset and believing in your ability to achieve your goals can contribute to the feelings of optimism and well-being. Who doesn't want that? If you're listening to this, you want to feel better on a day-to-day basis. You want to raise your vibration. You're not sitting here going, let me listen to this now because I want to feel more shit in my life. Excuse me, but like, hello, none of us want to. We want to raise our vibration. Whether we know how to or not, we want to raise our vibration. We want to feel better. So improved emotional well-being is critical for this. So cultivating a positive mindset. How can we do that? We can listen to podcasts like this or other podcasts that are going to raise our vibration. We can hang around with people that are going to raise our vibration. We can surround ourselves with people that are achieving the goals that we're looking to achieve. That is a massive key in manifesting as well. What is it that you're looking to achieve? Who is already achieving that? What do they do on a daily basis? Remember, success doesn't happen overnight. Success happens by the work that you are doing on a daily basis to get you to the goal. It's all about the journey. But while being in the trenches and doing the work, by doing it in a happy way, by doing it in a way that is lifting your vibration, are you eating healthily? Are you drinking enough water? Are you exercising, moving your body? Again, we're energetic beings. There's energy flowing to and through us on a daily basis. Or are we leading a more sedentary lifestyle where we're just sitting on our backsides and not moving that frequency? If you want to manifest, it is a frequency. So are you moving in the frequency for that you wish to bring into your reality? Increased gratitude. You know I'm all about gratitude. The practice of focusing on your desires can lead you to appreciate what you already have, fostering a sense of gratitude. So I always say to my clients, if you write out 5 things, I am so happy and grateful now, whatever you have now in your reality that you're grateful for. Then the next five things you're going to write down, I am so happy and grateful now. And I want you to write down what you're bringing in from the future. Yes, you don't have it right now, but you are writing now because you believe it to be true that you're going to bring it into your reality. And you're going to write it on a daily basis. Remember, repetition brings it. The compound effect brings it all into our reality. And that's what we want. Then we want a growth mindset. Embracing manifestation can encourage a growth mindset where you believe in your ability to learn, develop, and achieve your goals through dedicated effort. Okay, underline it, highlight it, dedicated effort. You cannot just sit on your couch and go, I want a house on the hill, I want the perfect man, I want the perfect woman, I want the and just assume you're going to wake up one morning and it's there. It takes effort. It takes you showing up for yourself on a daily basis and doing the work. But you need to figure out what it is that you're currently looking for to bring into your reality. So you need to work with the laws of this universe to actually be able to manifest. Manifesting is all about self-improvement. Improving yourself. Yes, you are the most unique, beautiful person there is. There is only one of you, as I always say, on the planet. But improving ourselves on a daily basis increases our frequency. When our thoughts and our imaginations are in alignment of who we're becoming, who is she, who is he, then only then can we step into the reality and make the choices every day to radiate at the frequency of that which we're looking to manifest into our reality. So again, are you doing the things today that your future self is going, well done, you're going to do it, you're going to achieve it? Or is the future you looking back at you going, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Come on, I'm over here waiting for you to achieve this. We can do it. So again, you need to invest in yourself. Focus on your energy. Improve your well-being. It is essential that you work on these things, and again, on a daily basis. It's not just writing it down on a full moon or a new moon. Again, this is things that I teach people inside of my Soulful online community. That it's not just a new moon ritual and a full moon ritual. Does that help? 1000%. Of course that helps, because it's magical. The energy at those times is potent. But you have to do the incremental steps on a daily basis to help bring it into your reality. That's how manifesting works. Manifesting works through increasing your focus and clarity, moving your body, having more motivation, improving your emotional well-being, which of course it's what we're putting into our mouths, what we're eating, what we're drinking, but what else are we putting into our minds? What are we feeding our minds on a daily basis? Are we clear on our goals? Gratitude, raising our vibration. I am so happy and grateful now for what I have, even if you have nothing. And you're down and out. But if you're listening to this, you have your ears, which means you can hear. I am so happy and grateful now that I have hearing. If you're able to see your phone, I'm so happy and grateful now that I have two eyes to see with. So believe me, because I've been in dark places where I'm like, I have nothing to be grateful for. But when you start a gratitude practice and it forces you to find things that you're grateful for, you will be so surprised of the amount of things that you can be grateful for that you weren't grateful for yesterday. Your two legs, the blood flowing through your body, your cells, even if you just want to keep it with your body, that you are alive. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people that would trade places with you right now. So let this be the wake-up call that you potentially might need to go, do you know what? I have a life that is ahead of me. No one knows how long we have left. But I have a life that's ahead of me that I want to live the best, most amazing, incredible life there ever is and ever was. And how am I going to do that? I don't know all the steps, but I know the very first step is investing in myself. Whether it's a book that I read, whether it's a podcast I listen to, whether it's a 5-minute meditation I do, whether it's the gratitude journaling. But what am I doing? I'm investing in myself. Because again, we have to fill up our own cup first before we can go and help others. Because yes, I'm in the modality where I want to help so many people and that, but I cannot give to others if I don't give to myself first. I wasn't born with all this knowledge. I had to learn this knowledge. Every day is a school day, like I always say. So manifesting is going to be my mantra for March and to help so many people inside my Soulful community. So come along on the journey. Why not manifest? Do what you feel that has helped you in the past when you've manifested. If you've never manifested before, again, look it up, Google it. come join my Soulful Online community, whatever it is that you want to do. But if you're feeling stuck in your life right now, if you're feeling stagnant, if you're feeling down and out and, oh my God, what is the point anymore? There is so much point. If you feel that down and out, obviously go seek help. There is so much help out there that we can receive nowadays. And we're so blessed to live in a time that we live in. I know sometimes we can be very hard going, it is a crazy, turbulent time. But especially when it comes to mental health, look at all the help that we have now between doctors, psychiatrists, counsellors, and everyone is so open about talking about it. So again, today can be the first day of the rest of your life and tomorrow is the next chapter. What is the next chapter going to be? How are you going to write it? Who are you becoming? Working with manifesting, getting clear on your goals, visualization, moving your body, getting on your well-being and staying motivated because you believe in yourself. And like I've said many times before, if you don't have faith in yourself, have my faith in you that you can achieve it. Because if I can achieve all I've achieved, you can surely achieve all that you wish to achieve. But you need to start today. Invest in yourself today. Take the small incremental steps and just keep moving. Move towards that goal. And again, surround yourself with people who will appreciate it, who will understand it. Because remember, if people are giving you negative feedback, it could be due to their limiting beliefs. 9 times out of 10, that's friends and family. And it's not that they're trying to get at you. They're trying to protect you. And it's, again, because of their limiting beliefs. So when you're doing any manifestations and that, again, keep it to yourself or keep it to people that have already succeeded in that industry. Reach out to them. Look for their help. Look for their guidance. Again, why would you look for guidance from someone that has never done what you're looking to achieve? That's just silly. So let March be your manifestation month where you're looking to manifest your reality. Your dreams into your reality, should I say. Make it beautiful. Make it magical. You are the creator of your next chapter. Make it beautiful because you're deserving of it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, as always, I'm sending you so much love from my heart chakra to yours. And if you've ever any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm on all the different platforms. And again, you go raise your vibration and that'll help the planet by raising your vibration one person at a time. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.